Hi, welcome to the How To Tips to Live Lean. Lean stands for L is lifestyle, E is exercise, A is attitude, and N is nutrition. And as we continue our discovering journey on plant-based eating, today's topic is some additional tips for success for you when you start your plant-based eating lifestyle. And here's some answers to questions that might be on your mind after going through these previous lessons. So, question: what if I am invited to someone's place for dinner? Well, if you're a flexitarian, that shouldn't be an issue since you have allowed some flexibility in your nutrition plan for situations like this. If you're a vegetarian or a pescatarian, there are usually an option on the table. Unless the person is making a meat lasagna, that would be difficult to opt out. In all cases, you might be able to prevent some uncomfortable situation and set you up for success by simply asking your host if you can bring a salad. And if that tactic doesn't work, be honest. Compassion and honesty are the best policy. That could also be an opportunity for you to share why you have chosen this goal. Caution: don't be a preacher. No one likes to hear what they are doing is wrong and what the other one doing is better. What if I'm going out for a meal? Be prepared. Always look at the restaurant menu before choosing where you will eat. While plant-based meal options are more prominent than ever, sometimes there isn't anything available on the menu. If you forget to look at the menu in advance and end up in a place where you have no options, choose a garden salad and ask for a menu item without the meat. What if I eat meat by mistake? As a plant-based eater, it might happen that you realize there is chicken in your wrap or beef in your salad. No big deal. You've eaten meat before. On the other hand, if you are going for the vegan option, you will need to do some research on what ingredients are vegan. Condiments like mayonnaise, Worcestershire sauce, or horseradish sauce may contain animal product. Make sure that you are well informed on products that are proudly that are vegan friendly. Another question: is potato chips plant-based eating? Yes, potato chips are technically a plant-based food, but be aware of junk food. It's a highly processed food that often contains a large amount of sodium. If you stick to the recommendations of the daily intake of 2,300 milligrams of sodium and 50 milligrams of sugar, you're going to quickly realize that eating junk food is unsustainable since a bag of chips, the party size, contains 2,250 milligrams of sodium and 15 grams of sugar. A 4-ounce chocolate bar can contain 80 milligrams of sodium and 56 grams of sugar. Add a can of regular soda to the mix, and now you have an additional 30 milligrams of sodium and 41 grams of sugar. And then people ask, well, what about milk? Studies show that humans stop producing the enzyme that metabolizes the lactose in breast milk after an early age in life. That said, it's fair to say that we become lactose intolerant very early in our childhood. It's estimated that about 75% of us are lactose intolerant. Yet, many people in our nation continue to consume cow milk. Choosing a plant-based nutrition can be an opportunity for you to plant-based milk, like almond milk, coconut milk, rice milk, and so forth. Many options are now available at most grocery stores. And then, what about fat? Fat is a little bit harder to explain and a bit more complex to understand. As you've heard, there is good and bad fat. The number one rule with fat is to stay away from the trans fat. As soon as you see it on the label on the grocery store, put that item back on the shelf. As a general rule, no more than 20 to 30% of calories should come from fat. The good news is that eating more vegetables and fruits can reduce the amount of fat intake. And then another question, what about physical fitness and mental health? As mentioned earlier, the physical fitness plays an important part in health and weight loss. With plant-based nutrition, you will likely find yourself having more energy and will be motivated to be more active. Don't fall into the trap of committing to something you don't enjoy. According to a study, 63% of gym members don't use their membership. So find something you enjoy doing and do more of it. Also, don't stop yourself from being active because you don't have a full hour a day to dedicate it to it. A quick 20 minutes of high intensity interval training, such as the HIIT, is enough to make you sweat. If you are already active, pay attention to changes of your body during the gym sessions and after. You might want to increase your plant-based protein intake. And mental health. According to some research, plant-based eaters showed fewer signs of depression and mental illness than omnivores. There is much more research to be done and certainly some aspects to consider, like sugar intake, but these researches are very promising. The best way to know is to try it and see how you feel. So, in conclusion, plant-based eating will not be for everyone. The main idea is not to diet or remove something from your nutrition, but more about adding more fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and legumes. For those of you who love their steak or burgers, once in a while, you don't have to completely eliminate animal-based food, but you can certainly reduce it by making more meals that are plant-based. And as you've seen from the research, there is a strong advantage not to surpass the daily intake recommendations for sugar, sodium, and protein. This is the optimal way to avoid health issues and prevent chronic diseases. While exercising is important, nutrition is probably the number one reason why we have so much obesity in our nation. Not knowing what to eat and difficulty reading food labels has led us to be confused about what to eat or not to eat. The best approach is a balanced nutrition with a lot of variety and refrain from overindulging. Now it's time to put your learning into action. First, pick a day when you will start your plant-based eating, then select your meals, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner recipes. Go shopping and get your grocery items and implement the change. If it seems like a big change for you, try once a week for the first month and gradually move to twice a week, three times a week, etc. Remember, slow and steady is a great approach to change habits, but mostly to make them stick. Plant-based eating is not a diet, but a way of living, so have fun with it. And I hope that you enjoyed the lesson that I provided here on plant-based eating, what it is, the science behind it, how you can kickstart your lifestyle and adopt this type of eating. And again, if you liked hearing what you heard here, please share with your friends. And if you would like a copy of these show notes, send a text to 503-753-3394. And always, if you enjoyed this podcast or if something stuck out to you, please leave me a comment and I'll respond back to you in there through the comments. Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your day and take care and God bless.